1065.
The Kick-Ass Chick of the Week.
Rosemary Hanley is joining us. She's the executive director of the Little Bit Foundation. And the Little Bit Foundation helps kids who are underprivileged, right, in St. Louis.
Children living in poverty.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful organization that you started out of your friend's basement years ago.
Yes.
The reason why you're here is you just won a really prestigious award. The Ellis Island Medal of something or another.
Medal of Honor.
That's big time. Like, that's the big time.
Crazy.
So what does that mean? Like, for anybody that's not in the nonprofit world, what is the Ellis Island Medal of Honor?
The Medal of Honor pays respect to our ancestors and what they've done for us and what they gave up for us so that we could have a life that we have now of freedom and of privilege. And then it shines the light on those in our nation who are giving back their talents to those that are less fortunate.
So how do you guys specifically help the children in poverty here in the St. Louis area?
The Little Bit Foundation works on a wraparound service, bringing agencies together and creating our own programming so that every need that a child has is taken care of. There should not be a child in St. Louis who is cold or filthy or is in need of glasses or medical care.
You know, you're talking about the cold and all that kind of stuff. 2,300 winter coats and almost 1,700 backpacks is what you guys did in 1 year for the kids here.
Huge. All my kids think that they also need a tablet. Do you have to give all kids in St. Louis a tablet as well? That's not really a right, is it?
I guess it depends on who you're talking to.
A right?
I would love to do that because I think it helps with
education.
That's a good goal. Oh, yeah. 23,000 of them.
Why did you decide to do this? What was your history before starting the Little Bit Foundation?
I was working for an advertising display company, working for advertising agencies and Fortune 500 companies, and really loving my job, but I just felt like I was being called to do something else. An inner city school teacher called us and said, you know, my kids in my class are either not coming to school because they don't have coats or they're coming and they're cold. Can you help us? This situation impacted me and I couldn't get rid of it. I was standing outside. It was freezing cold out. And who comes running up the stairs but this little boy in a huge leather jacket. Mm. And he looks at me and he says, my dad let me wear his coat today. He's walking up the steps and the arm of his coat are hitting the steps as we're walking up.
Yeah.
And man,
Just the vision of that.
Yeah, I just couldn't shake it. And we got to the top of the stairs. I'm carrying big trash bags full of coats. And I put a navy blue down coat on him, zipped him up, and put the hood on him and held his shoulders. And he told me, my dad's going to be so happy I'm warm. That moment, it clicked. Like, kids don't have what they need to be successful here in St. Louis when we are also privileged.
And that's not what any parent wants for their kid, but these people are just doing the best that they can, and it's not good enough, and sometimes they need help. And who are they going to ask for, you know, the help?
Like, what a lesson in parenting,
crazy.
Though, because that dad went without just so his son could have something. Mm-hmm. And then you come along and you're able to say, listen, not only did your dad give you his coat today, but you're going to get your very own coat
that
and you
fits
can bring
him.
That back.
Like, that's so cool.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, I'm so appreciative of you coming in because you're now Cassidy's Kick-Ass Chick of the Week.
We're no Ellis Island Medal of Honor, but you are
but we're pretty damn close.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like
don't downplay this award.
I think this is really cool. And I am honored.